By transcription, we invite you to listen to Hymns and Their Romance. History provides a treasure of incidents indicating the importance of the religious hymn in the life of her people. Beda tells of the famous Hallelujah victory of Germanicus over the Saxons and the Picts. On that occasion, a universal shouting of Hallelujah put the enemy to rout. King Alfred was so fond of his hymn book that he carried it everywhere he went, even to the hunt. Henry VIII, Elizabeth, Mary Stuart and James I were all authors of hymns. One of the finest jewels spilling out of this treasury is the first song of her first poet, a hymn. In order that these treasures may be shared by all, WHBC presents Hymns and Their Romance, a program written by Major Charles McCrae of the Salvation Army. The story of today's hymn will be narrated by Major McCrae with Martin Alexander at the organ. But first, listen to one of the hymns America loves. Its title, Love Lifted Me. Here is today's hymn. Yes, it's love divine, all love excelling. The story to be told by Major McCrae.
This hymn has saturated acclaim and abundance from the pens of hymnody scholars. H. Augustine Smith wrote, "A hymn of superlative joy, expressing the sublime confidence of the Christian in that transfiguring love through which we are called the children of God." Another scholar speaks of its beauty, while elsewhere a hand guides a pen to write of its nobility. Although beautifully written by its author, Love Divine, All Love Excelling has been subjected to change, some of it controversial. Isaac Watts wrote in 1837, "Many a line needs the file to polish the roughness of it, and many a thought wants richer language to adorn and make it shine." In the original manuscript, the first line of this hymn read, "Love divine, all loves excelling." In later hymnals, the S has been dropped from the word loves. The author apparently was referring to the loves of this earth that lay their claim on man. The second stanza has been subjected to criticism since the hymn was first published. John Wesley found it necessary to eliminate the complete stanza from his hymn book of 1780. The fifth line of the stanza originally read, "Take away our power of sinning." The word "power" was printed in italics in anticipation of criticism. The second stanza was restored to the hymn in the Methodist Pocket Hymn Book, published in York in 1786. The controversial line was changed to, "Take away our bent of sinning." In the course of another 43 years, the line was changed to read, take away our bent to sinning. A close friend of John Wesley eventually entered the controversy. He was also concerned over the same line in the second stanza of the hymn. He asked the question, "Is not this expression too strong? Would it not be better to soften it by saying, take away the love of sinning, or the bent of the mind towards sin? Can God take away from us our power of sinning without taking away our power of free obedience?" Robert Guy McCutcheon found an old tune book in which the controversial stanza was written out in longhand about the year 1885. The owner of the book was a primitive Methodist by the name of Sarah Maria Knipe, and she had written the stanza to read as it eventually appeared in the Methodist hymnal 50 years later. "Breathe, O breathe thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find thy promised rest. Take away the love of sinning, Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning. Set our hearts at liberty." Commencing with her work and continuing through the years, the fifth line found the file to polish the roughness, and now it is sung everywhere in the beauty of earnest petition, "Take away the love of sinning." Further controversy arose from the fourth line of the same stanza. In the original, it read, "Let us find the second rest," but was later changed to read, "Let us find the promised rest." Charles Seymour Robison is of the opinion that the change is singularly unfortunate, for a fine allusion is lost. The author wrote scripturally, but we miss the point. He then refers to the scripture that the author had in mind when he wrote the stanza, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your souls." In a book written by Reverend F. Luke Wiseman, the suggestion is made that in the author's hymns, here and there are to be found phrases borrowed or suggested by other writers. The curious can find in his songs frequent echoes of the English poets, Milton, Dryden, Pope, Prior, Young, and others. Occasionally, the poems will start him on a crusade of rescue, just as he did, only in different words, with this hymn. To both causes may be ascribed the origin of one sublime hymn, "Love Divine, All Love Excelling." Without doubt, his muse was set going by the Song of Venus from Dryden's play King Arthur. Probably, however, it was not the words but Purcell's entrancing aria to which they were set which haunted his ear. At any rate, the hymn was sung to this melody. At one end, the same time, therefore, our Sir Galahad rescued his captive melody from Dryden's amorous words, and the great word love from its bondage to the heathen goddess, united the two, and set them free for the glorious service of their heavenly Lord. Dryden's words read, "Fairest isles, all isles excelling, seat of pleasures and of loves, Venus here will choose her dwelling and forsake her Cyprian groves. Cupid from his favorite nation care and envy will remove, jealousy and poisons, passion and despair that dies of love." The magic pen of the author changed these words into the hymn, "Love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart." Thank you. John Zundel wrote the music for this beautiful hymn. The tune is called Beecher in honor of Henry Ward Beecher, the great preacher. Mr. Zundel was organist at Dr. Beecher's Plymouth Church in Brooklyn, where he remained for 20 years. 5 years after he became organist in that church, he assisted in compiling the famous Plymouth collection of hymns. In that collection, which was published in 1855, he wrote 28 tunes for hymns, and one of them was the tune Beecher. The composer of this tune was born in Hochdorf, Germany on December 10, 1815, and died at Cannstatt, Germany during the month of July in 1882. When John Wesley published his tune book, Sacred Melody, during the year 1761, he set Love Divine, All Love Excelling, to Purcell's melody out of Dryden's play and gave it the title Westminster. This hymn was first published in the year 1747 under the title Jesus, Show Us Thy Salvation. It appeared in a collection of hymns in pamphlet form called Hymns for Those That Seek and Those That Have Redemption in the Blood of Jesus Christ. The hymn was given the title Finish Thy New Creation in the hymn book Laudes, issued in 1884. Love Divine, All Love Excelling was written by Charles Wesley, the man who sang the doctrines of Methodist into the hearts of believers. Although he died on March 29, 1788, at the age of 80, his ministry will continue on as long as people sing his hymns. Charles Wesley was born in an age when great changes were taking place in the world. Through the combined ministry of his brother John and himself, the church became an effective instrument in the morning of freedom that broke upon the world. This required an abandonment of his high church security for the blessings and cursings, the hailings and stonings of the throngs he would attract as he, impoverished of dignity, sang the gospel message of divine love into their hearts. One of his diary entries read, Near Ripley, my horse threw and fell upon me. My companion thought I had broken my neck, but my leg only was bruised, my hand sprained and head stunned, which spoiled my making hymns till the next day. It was this spirit that breathed immortal life into his hymns.
I've been listening to Hymns and Their Romance, a transcribed presentation of WHBC. We invite you to join us again next Sunday morning at the same time when we will again present Major Charles McCrae and Martin Alexander in Hymns and Their Romance. This is the Ohio Broadcasting Company.